When you hear the term venture capitalist, you may think of high-flying investors making big deals and big money. But this country's venture capital firms include a non-profit company funded by tax dollars and run by the CIA. NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
Sand Hill Road in Silicon Valley is the nation's venture capital center. This office building here is pretty typical, two stories, dark wood exterior, a burbling fountain in the courtyard. But then there's the office with the camera pointed at the front door.
Hi.
I'm Gilman Louie.
Hi.
Hi, thanks for coming on in.
Cameras aside, Gilman Louie seems like a typical Silicon Valley venture capitalist, casually dressed, bright-eyed, and confident, except that he's CEO of InQtel, the CIA-funded venture capital firm. Its mission is to invest in startups with technologies that have the potential to help the CIA.
The 9/11 Commission report points to one of our failures was a failure of imagination. And I got to tell you, not just here in Silicon Valley, but whether it be in Austin, Boston, Washington, Colorado, any place where there's a hotbed of entrepreneurial activities, there is not a failure of imagination.
One major problem faced by the intelligence community is that it has a lot of information, photos, documents, tape recordings, but there aren't enough people to sort through it, log it, and make connections.
And we really needed to figure out a way to deal with it. So as the information revolution was taking place, you know, great enterprises, companies like Google and Netscape, a lot of the technologies that power those companies are the same identical kinds of technologies that the community needed.
Louis says as an investor rather than just a buyer, the CIA can work closely with companies to shape products to meet the CIA's needs.
The idea of a nonprofit venture firm was a new one on me when they arrived at my doorstep.
David Gilmore is president and CEO of Tacit Knowledge Systems, a software company. He was a little surprised when InQtel showed interest in his company. It was about 2 months before the World Trade Center attacks, and he felt a little uncomfortable about being involved with the CIA. But then 9/11 happened.
The pride at trying to help out somehow quickly eclipsed any question that might have been in people's minds about whether this was a good idea for the company.
Tacit Knowledge Systems technology lets people in one part of a company know if someone else in another office is working on the same topic. After the 9/11 Commission investigation, there is little doubt that Gilmore's company has something to offer.
People were working on things without realizing that others in other places were working on another part of the puzzle. And if those two people had had some systematic way to identify each other, connect, and compare notes, they would have been able to contribute to each other's work. They would have noticed that there was a pattern of some kind, perhaps.
InQtel gives out $30 to $40 million a year, a minuscule amount in the venture capital world. It invests up to $3 million in a single company. But it's opened doors for startups to get government contracts. Gilmore says InQtel's introduction to the government sector helped his company survive after the tech stock crash. And his wasn't the only company that got a boost during the bust from InQtel's support, says Mark Heeson, president of the National Venture Capital Association. An InQtel investment became a good housekeeping seal of approval in the downturn.
You saw venture capitalists telling their companies, you must have some sort of government program. You must be able to show me that you can get a government contract because the private sector is not buying right now. And someone needs to buy your product if we're going to fund you.
Since its founding nearly 5 years ago, InQtel reports it has invested in more than 40 startups and brought 100 new technology programs into the CIA. It's even made some money back. But don't ask too many questions about how the new technologies are used. That's often a secret, even from the companies themselves. In fact, some observers worry about an environment where many people without security clearances are working to develop these new technologies. David Armstrong has covered national security issues for the National Security News Service, a group that assists major news organizations with investigative reporting.
Here you've got InQtel out turning on this neon light over all sorts of companies that are doing business with the government, don't know necessarily exactly where all of that technology is going, but it would certainly draw potential bad guys to companies that could be making technology that's going into national security activities.
Armstrong also notes that since we don't know how the technologies developed by InQtel are used, we don't know if the program is successful. InQtel CEO Gilman Louie admits there are both financial and security risks to the venture capital path, but
the flip side of not taking that risk is to let a problem fester, not being able to process large volumes of information, not being able to effectively and efficiently share that information, not being able to detect potential threats that are out there in the world.
The NQTEL program has drawn the interest of some other government agencies, such as the Army, which recently set up its own venture capital firm. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.